Hello, this is Gabriel McBird with a quick thing on a quick audio boo observation. I don't know how long you've been able to do this, and maybe someone's posted before me and I'm talking very old news. However, I don't think a reminder of this can be really too amiss. When you used to use audio boo and you made a recording and you trimmed the file that you'd made, that was then it. You couldn't continue to edit it. So, you know, a typical example might be if you started doing a recording, you intended to pause the recording, but somehow it didn't get paused, and then it just rambled on with the phone in your pocket till the maximum time limit was reached. You could trim the audio back to, say, 2 minutes, but then you couldn't carry on recording. Well, now you can. So you ought to, at last, to be able to edit properly. And I think this is a really welcome new feature. Again, though, covering what other people have covered in the past, to move in tiny increments is a bit tricky and, I find, rather hit and miss. You are not going to get studio quality editing here, because it's very, very difficult to do an exact selection. Maybe someone has some ideas on this, but if you double tap on the adjuster for the time when you're trimming and just wobble your finger slightly to one side, you can get it to, it looks, very roughly speaking, if you wobble left, it moves back a second or so or two, and wobble right, it sort of moves a second or two. But as I say, you're not going to get broadcast quality edits, that is for sure. But it's a damn sight better than nothing.